De Parkman. Daar was Cozy Parkman. Kent hem wel een joch. De summer he was quartered within the houwe toch. He sleepeth in the barn in among the barley stray, long afore the milkers he was up at screek a day. And forth upon the cheese steen cities reekin' brows to quill, while in the collar stripe he gid his bark at face a swill. Sign with the ale wan in his niv to hud the tykes awa, he humpet roun the countryside to clachan, craft and haw. Upon the flogged kitchen fleer, he dumpet doon his pack, full keen to turn the penny ower, but itchin' aye to crack. The ploughman gathered for the far, the millard for the mill, the herd just gid his kye a turn and skirted doon the hill. The smith come sweating for the fire, the weaver left his loom. The lass forgot her common kern, and conacht a' the ream. The copper left, his turn and lay, the suitor was in the slaw, to fling his lapstein in the nuke, the ailshin bursts in awe. The parkman spread his fairlies out, and elke maiden man come soon in something sailing out, but never missed till then. He'd specs for peer all grunny fin her secht begoot to fail, and thummels, needles, preens and tape for whip the cat to wail. He chunter reeds and fiddle strings and trumps with double stang, a dream buke i' the widow wife had hankered after long. He'd wasset for the samplers and boniest valentines, and brooches were in great request to wi' our kirk gun and quines. He chiefs a rare all balance, and an entrance watch he sang for Mel the Tifty's Annie, or Johnny Moore the Long. He would lilt ye healing hurry, till the tears run down his nose, sign decht him wi' doomward sleeving into James the Rose. The burn that rode his shooters, though, se panged with things to sail, held little to the clack he kent, and wasna laith to tell. A waft o' ale to slock his drouth, a pinch to clear his head, and the news come for the parkman, like the water doon the lead. He kent wha got the blader fin the suitor killed his Sue, and what was it through the steed that crippled Geordie's coo. He kent afore the term come roon, what flittins we would see, and wha'd be cried, and sun in east, and wha would like to be. He kent wha kissed the sweetie wife, and acht a dancy's ball, and what all trick at Nickham catch the trout and beat his wall. He was at the Fian market, and he kent a wha were foo, and he never spiled a story, but considering gint was true. Nae plesky either yet was played, but he could place the blame and tell you a' the story out with chapter, verse and name. He'd read you up your kith and kin atween the day and dawn, your forebears fa were hanged or jailed fae all Culloden on. Although he saw your face got red, he wouldna hud his tongue, and only look when threatened wi' a reamish fae a wrong. But a' the time the trade got on, and notes were runkit out, had long been hod and lookit kists, and aith the sun to suit. And faith, the oblich thrieve upon, he never cried a halt, until he bocht for shooter win a hardy cleekit shot. And sign a springkeert at the rope when codger willie broke, and hailed an aith the carus, a' that he could sail or trope. He bought your eggs and butter, and a wat he was na sweer to left the poachers' birds and bads when keepers were in here. Twa seasons with a kirt, and then his bully rode so fine, he took a roadside shoppy and put merchant on the sign. And still he thrieve, and better thrieve, so fast his trade it grew that he thirled a crippled tailor and took an aquine to shoe. And when he got a stout gweed wife, he didn't get her mare. She brought him siller o'er ain that made his buckle mare. And he lent it out so wisely, deal canes at 50%, that farmers fand the interest near his ill to pays the rent. And when the bank set up a branch, the wily buddies saw, they beat to mak him agent to hae ony chance of a'. Though now he wore a gravit and a decky through the wick, There never was a bargain yon that he was far to seek. He bought the crafter stirks and car, and when the girths was set, he aye took on a park or twa, and never rode it yet. Till, when a handy tack ran out, his offer was the best, and he drave his gig to kirk and fair as county as the rest. And when they made him elder, with a ladle it was grand to see him work, the waster laughed and never miss a man. He sent his sons to college, and the eldest to the three, though we a chav got Greek and yoke to wassail through the gree. And new and eighth the soonin box, he wags a godly pow. The second loon took up the law, and bitters fit their swew, it cheers in sacks and achbins, or it keepin' on a plea. And stirring strife among decent folk were left a lean with grey. The youngest een's a doctor wi' a practice in the south, a clever, cosy, cautious chiel, some hamper to wi' a drouth. The daughter, he'd only een, gied hine awa' to France to learn to sing and thoom the harp and parley vow and dance. It cost a pretty penny, but 'twas siller wisely weared. For the lass made out to Mary, on a strapping D-side laird. She wasna just a beauty, but he didna swither her long, for he had to get her daughter, or he's dimmer at the gyang. So now she sits, my lady, and nae longer than the strain I saw her wi' her carriage come and boast an hour called blean. But though his bairns are saddled now, he still can cast his coat and work as hard as ever to mak saxpins o' a groat. He plans his scheme for years to come as when he first begun. Forgetting, he's in borrowed days and past the Bible span. See, yon's his house, and there he sits. Supposing we cry in, it's cheaper drinking toddy there than paying at the inn. You'll find we'll hae a shortsome nacht, and baith be bidden back, bit, in your log. You manna say a word about the back.